And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We talked about some senior pranks. This sounds like breaking and entering, right?
She took it in the spirit it was intended.
They broke into the principal's house and lived there?
Well, they just spent the night. They waited for her to go to bed.
Right.
And then at like 1 o'clock in the morning, the entire senior class snuck into her house, laid down on the floor.
Well, how
went
big
to
is the senior class? One of the small schools like yours?
I don't know.
You know, Nick's daughter graduated with 600 people.
St. Andrew's.
A lot of kids in the basement.
St. Andrew's School in Middletown, Delaware.
All right.
Turned the head of school's house into a pop-up dormitory.
Didn't say how many kids. Did it give
probably
a number?
All didn't show. Yeah, right.
There's quite a few in there. I mean,
I wonder if they cleared this with her husband or something. Just to prank her. Somebody did
because she comes down with a machine gun, blows them all away. You know.
Well, and she also comes
down. Hey, stand your ground.
She luckily comes downstairs in a robe that's tied off and everything. You know, she wasn't half dressed.
Okay.
Because there's somebody
with
was taking
cans hanging out, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What are you kids doing down?
Well, somebody was recording, and it's
a squirrel tail hanging out of her butt.
She opens
you
up
listen
the door.
To the whole show, by the way.
Sees all the kids. She's scared, and then she closes the door. And then she looks again and recognizes the members of the senior class.
Once again, it had to be approved by somebody.
Yeah, they're wondering if maybe her husband might have been in on it, you know, right. To let him in. But yeah, it says the entire senior class
all
snuck
right.
into her house.
Not even then.
Throughout the whole night, how many handies were happening on that floor?
All of them.
So it looks like it's like a co-ed group of kids.
There's a photo of it. Let me see it. Yeah,
yeah, there's a video of her coming down the stairs and...
What's she look like? Yeah, not bad.
An older lady
She looks like Miss McGrath.
Oh, I got it. All right, okay.
Yeah, but
she is. Oh, okay. See that? It's a big basement. Basically, have a basement house.
Yeah, she's upstairs.
No, this is the kitchen. They're all like in the kitchen living room area, and she comes down from the upstairs, and there they are.
They're all laying down. They're all sleeping there, man. Oh, that's cool.
It's a boarding school, so I.
Oh.
It's at one of the hashtags on this video is only at a boarding school.
Yeah, it looks like nerds. Oh. Nobody's getting a handy in that group for sure, man.
Oh, somebody did.
Some kid's tossing one off.
Well, one guy's doing himself, right? If he's laying next to a girl he doesn't know that he likes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, your pillow's loud.
Explain to me a boarding school. I always think, oh, that's probably
You live there.
Okay, they sent the... girl off to boarding school.
When she had a baby,
she was pregnant.
Yeah, we had one in our neighborhood that did that, too. Yeah,
My grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. Your grandma?
When she was 15, yeah.
Did they send her away?
She got sent away, and when she came back, the baby got adopted off or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Was it your mom or dad's side?
My dad's. Okay. Dad's mom, yeah.
Is that more of an East Coast thing, the boarding school? You don't hear about that much.
Well, a lot of those movies take place
there's
back
a couple
east.
Around
those
here.
Old school boarding schools. Yeah. Well, there's one here that's...
isn't there a Catholic school where they just live there?
Mount Michael.
Mount Michael.
Yeah,
there
Michael.
You go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mount
I guess I've heard
that's,
of that one.
That's always weird to me because do you just not want to be around your kids?
I got a buddy. Our buddy's two sons went there, and they could see him on the one day a week or the weekend.
In the summer?
Yeah, it's just a suburb outside where my house, basically. My son's team played in football.
Elkhorn or something?
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's a nice little campus out there, but a little too guy-y for me, you know. I like women in my class.
Well, yeah, with the Catholic Church's history, right. Do you really want to just send your boy to live there?
No, it's funny because I...
Smorgasbord.
We tend to abuse the church because they play with kids and don't care about it.
Yeah, they should stop that.
And we did... I've been to that campus two or three times for baseball and football over the past 3 or 4 years, and Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? And they go, oh, that's right. I hammer you guys pretty good, don't I?
So they deserve it. Yeah.
So does Father Thompson.
Hi, Father. How you doing? Yeah.
Love I think the Catholic Church is a lot like, you know, the gun zealots. Where there's an acceptable amount of molestation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Except the amount of deaths in schools with the guns, right.
It's whatever's
just
happening.
Right, it's just collateral damage.
Yeah,
well, we got to keep this religion going, and if a few thousand kids have to get molested, I guess that's just the price.
Yeah, you're thinking Dead Poets Society, that kind of boarding school. That's what I think of, you know, like the Upper Crust New England boarding schools. They do. There's a ton of those.
The military prep schools.
Military
and
prep
stuff.
Schools, right.
It seems like it's a great setting for movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
a lot of them, including the new,
Alexander
Payne movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Holdovers, I think, is what it was called.
Yep. Yeah, something like that. Comes out in November.
Harry Potter. How well do you know your kids if they just live at school throughout a lot of their youth?
I never thought about that.
I think the point is to not know them.
You're
paying to not have to know your children.
Yeah, any kind of movie where they send kids away. It's a true boarding school. Now, the one here, the parents live in Omaha. They're like 10 miles, and they can drive every time they want.
Yeah, but you could see them once a week.
Right, but you're right. The true boarding schools you see in the movies, you know, they send Trump away for 8 years.
Well, I get that.
I get that way because he was a horrible kid.
I'm thinking of one of Ed O'Neill's finest works, Dutch.
Where
he's the stepdad, the boyfriend going to pick up the kid from the
boarding school.
From the boarding school.
Yeah, that's a classic. Academy
I like
Award
that
winning.
Movie. Right,
Ken says, I got a friend who works there, this boarding school, local Omaha boarding school. Most students are from other countries now.
Oh, well, I know that. Okay.
Because I think the Americans are wise to
the ways of playing with kids.
The ways of the Catholic diddling. Church. Yeah.
You know,
the ways of the diddle.
Tyler's quote from earlier about the thick thumb.
I did.
Actually, he heard that out at that school.
My thick thumb. 16 Habits of Highly Intelligent People. I didn't read this because I'm sure I got all of them.
Yeah. I bet I do none of them.
I put it up there because I don't think we have any of them.
Really?
So putting your toothbrush on the floor?
You said
that's
on there?
Todd. That's Todd's idea.
It's the base of the electric toothbrush. That's all that touches the ground.
I think that Cameron's way too clean for us. He came out weird. He's washed between his toes every day.
Right.
I mean, what the hell, man?
Awfully.
But he's sure he can reach his toes, too, man.
Awfully anal.
Yeah, he seems a little more anal than the rest of us.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know. Oh, I think we have at least a few of these things on this list. Todd.
Lifelong learning, a thirst for knowledge characterizes intelligent individuals.
Hey, come on.
I totally have that. We learn dumb stuff here every day,
I've read stupid stuff even before I started doing morning radio. I've always been interested in that. So when somebody said to me when you started doing morning radio, they said, well, how do you prepare? I said, well, I read everything. Well, that must suck. I said, what? People magazine, articles. You know, I've always just read magazines. Yeah. I just always read little things. Now, granted, I read them more now because of this gig. But that's a thirst for knowledge. And I think I got that from my old man. My dad read papers. He read the newspaper front to back, every article. That's what he did.
I don't know where I got that, but
I'm sure it's my mom. Yeah. I got that.
I slurped up books when I was a kid.
It wasn't even a book thing with me. It was more just that articles. And
periodicals.
Periodicals. And
I miss magazines.
Right,
But
I miss magazines, too.
I always gravitated toward reference books and nonfiction.
Well, that's different. Yeah, maps. Nonfiction. I like nonfiction.
Yeah, I knew I was.
I don't like fiction, stupid.
Really into the science stuff. Yeah, I like to read all the time. Well, now I read stupid stuff all the time. But sometimes
I think if that's one of them, I think we got that.
Yeah.
It might be dumb knowledge, but we got it.
Yeah, I know what sounding is.
Right.
But it's knowledge. We've learned stuff here every day.
Yes.
Like, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I think it's just that you want to learn stuff. A lot of people don't want to learn stuff anymore. They figure they're out of school. They're done learning.
We pass it along.
I didn't know how fast cows could run.
Yeah, but you don't learn about sounding in school. You learn about that here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Critical thinking. I just learned how to leave school.
All right. Number two is critical thinking.
I think we got that.
We're capable of that. Yeah, all you have to do for critical thinking is look stuff up,
right,
and not believe the first thing that somebody tells you. If you say, you know, that doesn't sound, that sounds too good to be true. That fits my narrative a little too well. Is it true? And then you look it up and you find out, well, a lot of times it's not.
Now, what it is, Todd,
the key is to not stop believing what you believe.
Yeah, you're right. Right. You just don't believe in facts. And we know a lot of people like that.
Yeah. And that's the elimination
it's the man,
critical thinking.
It's the guy in the clouds who'll tell me everything. Right.
Open-mindedness.
Check.
Pussy.
Yeah, I think we got that pretty good.
I think we got that covered.
Yeah. I think we also have a lot of preconceived notions, but,
but we
like to think that.
Mm-hmm. But I think
cultural issues when I hear that, so maybe it could be everything, you know.
I'm not open-minded enough to like Luke Combs' Fast Car.
No, that's different. Music you like, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
You know,
I hate hearing that. Open your mind about music. If you don't like the music, you don't like it, you know? There's only so many hours in the day. Listen to what you want to listen to. Really, listen to what you listen to.
Yeah, there's
fine. If you want to find new stuff, fine. If you don't want to find new stuff, that's fine too.
There's some things it's okay to just be closed off about. Like, right. I don't like country music.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's fine.
New country.
New country.
Not that I crank the old stuff around too much either.
No, but that's not that doesn't hurt anybody.
Actually, I do crank
else.
The old that's stuff around. Yank. I cranked it yesterday. Yeah.
Crank the old stuff around.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great country show.
That's most of what you do.
Amateur? Was it amateur?
I don't know.
Did you see? Got that Vanessa Cage girl.
I forgot about her. Yeah. You sure remind me.
Somebody
about that
brought up done. Yesterday. Right. Number four: seeking out challenges, getting outside your comfort zone. I don't think I do that often enough.
I don't think any of us do that often enough.
That's probably something we should be better at.
Right.
Right.
And that's probably most people,
like
too.
Like Nick should go run from a cow or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I know if you try to get better at golf, you take crap from people in here. But that's
a
challenge.
You're not going to get better.
But you take crap if you don't try to get better at golf,
too. You were the best golfer you were years ago. Yeah.
I don't know. He's getting beat.
No, he's very good at what he does.
He's pretty good.
He was better when he was younger. Because he was just better as younger.
I don't know. I didn't see
that. No golfer's better when they're older. Let's say they suck when they were younger. Right.
Yeah, but I can try to get back to where I was.
Yeah, you keep trying.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get back to where I was.
No, you said better than ever, and that's not going
to
happen.
Oh, no. I just want to get back to, as good as I was maybe in high school.
Right. Hey, you said you were shooting in the 80s the other day. That's pretty good for a...
Oh, yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, I want to shoot sub-80.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good, Todd.
Reading regularly.
Well, we do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't say books. It says reading.
Twitter count?
Yes. Yeah, if you read articles on Twitter.
I
click on the articles on Twitter a lot, you know?
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Even if it's The Onion.
Yeah. At TNT Radio Empire, read our Twitter.
Yeah, I'm in front of a screen or a periodical. All the time, it seems.
A book seems like a daunting challenge.
Yeah. I don't have time. I don't have time to read a book.
Oh, I have time.
Right. Yeah. I wish we did, but we don't have time.
Well, I'm watching TV.
We've got to ingest this stuff. Right. We've got to ingest
watch TV.
What, am I going to not watch TV?
No. That ain't going to happen.
I don't know about this one. Effective communication. Intelligent people value clear, concise, and thoughtful communication.
We spend 4 hours a day communicating.
It's the job.
It's our damn job.
Okay.
If we weren't effective, they would have fired us a long time ago.
Right. I just don't know if it's getting through sometimes.
Well, it is.
Well, you know.
We're still employed, you know.
Asking questions. Yeah, we do that all the time.
We ask a lot. We do it on a daily basis. Why are you such a dumbass? Right.
Like, we're going to ask
I ask that a lot.
We're going to ask Mark about scrotums
today. What about your hand, dumbass?
That's a question. Hey, Mark, what do you find attractive about a scrotum?
That's a great question.
It is.
Can't wait to find out.
If he does.
It's a question.
Right. Nick's going to smash his headphones.
Embracing change. Number 8. Yeah. Intelligent individuals understand that change is constant.
It's tough to embrace, but you... But when you do, you get over it. I should say it's better for you. I've noticed that with me. I've noticed that I'm in that point of life where kids are getting older, and that was tough for me. I love when the kids were 12 and 10 and 13. I love that age because it was they were on their own, but they were also fun. They were just there.
Yeah.
And I know that I think of you as my model now, Todd, because my daughter's she moved, and she's in Kansas for school, and she's not moving back to Nebraska. Because of a women's rights thing.
Yeah. I thought it was property taxes.
Property taxes.
No, she didn't mention that because she doesn't own anything and she doesn't know what they are. Right.
She's not going to be happy when she finds out.
Embracing change, I think, for me, and like a lot of parents, and Nick's going to go through that too, obviously, is going through it right now. His kids are all as old as mine. And is it that they move on And you got to remember that. And I don't, that's tough for me.
And if you don't embrace that, you miss where they are now.
Right, right. Now, I don't fight it, but I get sad about it sometimes. I'm trying, slowly getting over that, though, you know.
Let me give you the upside.
What?
The upside is once they're gone,
yeah,
you have the option to do whatever you want.
Well,
whatever you want.
I kind of do that now. I mean, my son's 18, you know, so he does what he wants.
And they pay their own bills. Eventually,
that ain't happening.
They get to that point.
That ain't happening now.
It may be 10 years down the road, but they're paying all their own bills.
I got KU tuition. You know,
he isn't even going to try to buy into that pipe dream.
Want to hear this story? This is great.
Yeah, but it happens eventually.
You'll laugh at this. You'll laugh at this story. My daughter found out she graduated a semester early. Oh, let's take a break.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah, let's tease that.
We must pause.
Yeah, because this is a funny kid thing that we all just.
And we'll get back to the rest of this list.
Yeah, yeah. You'll laugh at this. We'll all, as a grown man, or if you're a dad, you'll laugh at what she asked through my wife.
TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.